No radio? No computer?
No!
No worries. Your mobile device becomes a radio when you download the free iPhone or Android app at radioonthego.com. 104.9 KLMJ. Radio on the go.
Attention valued customers of First Bank Hampton. This is Dave Huberger, and we're getting ready for a fresh, exciting update coming your way. We're thrilled to announce that our lobby will be refreshed to serve you better than ever before. Picture this: modern, spacious, and designed with your comfort in mind. Services will not be disrupted during our lobby refresh, and you can continue to shop and conduct your daily banking. We can't wait to share a new welcoming atmosphere with you. First Bank Hampton is a member FDIC.
Welcome to the First Bank Hampton Newsmaker program. Newsmaker is an informative local broadcast presented Monday through Friday on 104.9 KLMJ, with interviews available in their entirety online at radioonthego.com. Each day, newsmakers from Hampton, Franklin County, and around the broadcast area visit with Radio on the Go about events, meetings, public policy, and issues affecting our area. And now, here's today's Newsmaker program presented by First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Joining us today on the Newsmaker program is Colter Fire Chief Kevin Erickson. This week is Fire Prevention Week, and this year's campaign, Cooking Safety Starts With You, Pay Attention to Fire Prevention, work to educate everyone about simple but important actions they can take to keep themselves and those around them safe, obviously when cooking. And Kevin, thanks a lot for joining us here this afternoon.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
So, Kevin, I want to begin by talking about the Colter Fire Department. This past weekend, you guys had a grab-and-go lunch served there at the spot of your new fire shed. A couple of questions within that. First, how was the turnout for that grab-and-go lunch, and how are you coming along with that new shed?
We had a good turnout for the lunch. Yeah, like you say, it was just drive-through, and it was all put in a bag, and you could take it out to the field or whatever. But we know we had a good turnout. The fire station is coming along good. The shell is up, and they're putting steel on it now, so they're making good time at it now.
Well, that's good. So with the department itself, how many approximately are on the fire department there in Colter?
We have about 14 firemen, and we also have two junior firemen. We started the junior fire program probably 10 years ago, and we've had real good luck with that. So we've got there's about four guys now that started out as junior, and now they're the actual on the fire department now. So it works out good.
Now, when it comes to purchases, obviously the fire shed is a big project for you guys, hoping to have that completion here in the next couple of months or so, I imagine. What about everything else? You guys good in regards to fire truck there, other equipment that you need? How are you in regards with that, Kevin?
Yeah, we're doing really well with equipment. We've been able to update all our protective clothing. We've got new SCBA bottles in the last few years. So, yeah, our equipment is really good shape. So that's why we thought we'd try to go for a fire station now.
A good time for that. And people got to see it there with the grab-and-go. You guys were on site then, I remember, then Saturday, correct, for that grab-and-go?
Yes.
Again, we're joined by Colter Fire Chief Kevin Erickson talking about the Colter Fire Department. This week is Fire Prevention Week, and this year's campaign, Cooking Safety Starts With You, Pay Attention to Fire Prevention. Now, Kevin, the first question I have regarding this year's campaign, obviously the kitchen is kind of where a lot of fires can easily start. You got the stove, you got a microwave. Just kind of talk about how people can look out to prevent fires from starting as there may be cooking there in the kitchen.
Yeah, it's always a good thing to have a fire extinguisher close to your kitchen and know how to use it if the time ever comes and you need to use it. Also, you know, if your pan is on the stove and it catches on fire or whatever, you can put a lid on it and just make sure the handles are turned, you know, away from the little kids so they don't grab the handles or whatever that you got on the stove. Yeah, there's a lot of different things you can do to prevent something from happening.
So you mentioned some do's there in terms of putting a lid on the stove with something there in the pot anyway. Also have a fire extinguisher nearby. What are some don'ts if there's a small fire that starts there in the kitchen?
Absolutely don't throw water on it. I mean, you're just going to create a lot bigger fire, and yeah, it's only going to get bigger from there.
Now, another question I have for you. This is Fire Prevention Week, and I've been to a couple of meetings where just the regular talk before meeting starts. I've been hearing combine fires. I know you're busy out in the field as well. Around here, the area, North Iowa, with the dry ground that we have inside the combines, people are having to get that fire extinguisher out and put out a small fire so it doesn't get big. Just kind of talk about the importance of knowing fire safety within the farm setting as well, Kevin.
yeah, like I said earlier, you know, you need to have a fire extinguisher and make sure it's operational. Check the pressure gauge on it and make sure it's in the operating range. Might not be a bad idea if it's been riding around in the combine or truck or whatever it might be, is maybe turn it upside down and tap the end of it, the bottom side, with like a rubber hammer and loosen up the powder that's in the fire extinguisher. That'll also make it work better if you would need it.
You guys there at the Coulter Fire Department have to deal with any kind of fires like that on the farm yet this year here in 2023 during the harvest?
Not this fall. We've been pretty fortunate this fall, but we were busy this spring, which, you know, we had similar conditions this spring. You know, it was dry. It's just been dry all year long. So.
And maybe this rain coming here this weekend will help some of that. And now I know another thing that easily can help start fires is all that debris when it's very windy, it gets stuck inside the combine. Is there preventative measures to do there, especially after the day, like farmers should go inside that combine and, you know, get one of those blowers and kind of blow out their equipment there once the day is done?
Yes, that's a good idea, is to have one of those battery operated leaf blowers, keep right in the combine and clean the stuff out of it. At least once a day, twice a day would be good too. You know, just try to prevent that from happening.
Again, we are joined by Coulter Fire Chief Kevin Erickson talking about Fire Prevention Week. This year's campaign, again, Cooking Safety Starts With You. Pay attention to fire prevention, educating everyone about simple but important actions they can take to keep themselves and those around them safe when cooking. And Kevin, before I let you go today, anything else you'd like to add about the Coulter Fire Department? Obviously, with that new fire shed you guys got putting up, or also just about fire safety here in general this week?
Yeah, we're still continuing doing fundraising. So if you want to make a tax-deductible donation to the fire department, you can mail a check to the city or get a hold of any of the firemen, and we can help you out. And as far as fire safety, you know, it's just to always remember that if you are going to have a control burn or a burn anywhere in the county, you're required to call the Franklin County Sheriff's Office and let them know where you're going to be burning and what type of material you're burning. And it's always a good idea to stay there with it while it's burning, because this day and age with all the cell phones and everybody sees smoke and they call the fire department. Well, you don't want the fire department to show up if you've already called it in or whatever. So yeah, it just saves a lot of, you know, time people have to leave work or whatever, you know, to go to the fire call. So it's always a good thing to remember to call the sheriff's department, because it is an ordinance here in Franklin County.
It's very true. You bring up another important point. Remember the burn bans. I know Franklin County, as they're doing this, is not under a burn ban, but man, it's been off and on throughout the last 8 to 12 months where burn bans have been in effect for Franklin County and surrounding areas. So, Kevin, we appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for all you do there on the fire department there in Coulter, and thanks for talking with us today.
Yep, thanks a lot, Mitch.
All right, that's Kevin Erickson, today's guest on our Newsmaker program.
First Bank Hampton's Newsmaker program can be heard every Monday through Friday on 104.9 FM following KLMJ's News at Noon. To hear today's conversation in its entirety, visit radioonthego.com, click Newsmaker under the News tab. Podcast listeners can follow Newsmaker and listen to other broadcasts on demand by subscribing to the Radio on the Go podcast for free on iTunes and Stitcher. Thanks for listening to today's Newsmaker program presented by your friends at First Bank Hampton, home of Nest Egg.
Tired of standing in line at the bank? Hi, this is Maria Sames with First Bank Hampton. Banking is now as easy as snap, tap, and deposit. Open your bank app, snap a photo of your check, tap a few buttons, and voila, your money is deposited into your checking account right away. No more rushing to the bank before closing time. No more waiting in line. With Mobile Deposit, you have the power of doing banking right in your pocket. Your time matters, and so does your money. Download the First Bank Hampton app today. Member FDIC.